This continuation of chapter 35, which is discussing Shantaras. So the Sadharana Anubhav, which are manifestations of ecstasy shared with other rasas. Rupa Goswami lists the Anubhavas that Shanta Ras shares with other rasas. Quote, page 290. Sometimes a devotee in Shanta Ras yawns, stretches his limbs, instructs on devotional service, offers respectful obeisances unto the form of the Lord, offers nice prayers to the Lord, and has a desire to give direct service with his body. These are some of the common symptoms, sadharana anubhav, of the devotee who is situated in neutrality. These symptoms are also yawning, contorting the limbs, instructions on bhakti, offering pranam and stavastuti to Hari are some of the common emotions of Shanta Ras. Sattvic Bhavs, page 290, Nectar Devotion. Sometimes found, a devotee in Shanta Ras falls down on the ground, his hairs stand up on his body, and he trembles all over. In this way, different symptoms of ecstatic trance are exhibited automatically by such devotees. Almost all the sattvic vikars, such as standing of the bodily hairs, romancha, perspiration, sweta, becoming stunned, stumbha, are visible in Shanta Ras. The only exception is pralaya, which means fainting and falling unconscious on the ground. However, these expressions of sattvic transformations in Shanta Ras do not extend up to the level of dipta, which means burning. And technically, these sattvic bhavs, they can manifest up to the stage of jvalita, J-V-A-L-I-T-A. Jvalita is the stage in which two or three sattvic bhavs appear simultaneously, and they can be controlled only with difficulty. So these are different levels. There's something called Sudipta. And Sudipta Bhav, that's when all eight sattvic bhavs manifest simultaneously and uncontrollably at an unlimited proportion. So there's Duma, Jvalita, Duma, smoking, Jvalita, Dipta, and Sudipta, four different levels. Exhibit, and then there's an example of hair standing up in Nectar Devotion. When Krishna blew his conch shell, Panchajanya, many sages living in the caves and the mountains immediately reacted, being awakened from their trance of meditation. When they awoke, they saw that the hairs on their body were standing up. Now the Vyabhichari Bhavas. Sometimes devotees in Shanta Ras become stunned, peaceful, jubilant, deliberate, reflective, anxious, dexterous, and argumentative. These symptoms indicate continuous ecstasy or established emotion. These Vyavachari Bhavas, which are also called Sanchari Bhav, remorse and Nirved, which means self-disparagement, patience, jubilation, conviction, or understanding, remembrance, despondency, ardent desire, absorption, excitement, and argument. These are the further description of these Vyavachari Bhavas. So the Stayi Bhav, obviously, a conditioned soul has not developed his Stayi Bhav. Becoming a liberated soul does not automatically mean his Stayi Bhav has developed. If a liberated soul is fortunate, the Lord arranges to uproot the impersonal impressions in his heart, jnana samskaras. In other words, jnana samskaras are the mental impressions made by the previous cultivation of the impersonal process, or jnana marg. And gradually, the stayi bhav known as shanti rati manifests. This promotes him from impersonalism to personalism. If he is extremely fortunate, This Brahman, realized personalist, can receive darshan of the Lord's form. When the Lord's form, which is vibhav, specifically alamban vishay vibhav, or vishay alamban vibhav, when this vibhav, Krishna's form, stimulates his shanti rati, he can, for the first time, experience shanti rati, which is infinitely more pleasurable than impersonal realization. Shanti rati is the sthayi bhav of shanta ras. It is of two types, sama, which means equal, and sandra, which means condensed. An example of each is given below. Sama, shanti rati, occurs in asampragyata samadhi. This is the stage where the practitioner has achieved trance, but the atma has not yet reached the platform of perceiving his own sarup, wherein jubilation, trembling, and herpilation are manifest in the body due to experiencing a spurti of Bhagavan. So this asampragyata samadhi, this means meditation in which all the functions of the mind disappear and one sees only the form of Brahman, and the Lord then manifests in his heart. The rati which he experiences for the Lord is called sama shanti rati. So this is described, page 290. So this is the internal experience of the Lord. When a mystic is transcendental to all kinds of mental concoctions and is situated in Brahman, his stage is called trance, beyond the influence of the material conception of life. In that stage, when one hears about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, there may be shivering in the body. Examples of sandra shanti rati. The word sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, means condensed. A devotee experiences the Lord externally, that is, directly before his eyes. This occurs in nirvikalp samadhi, the trance in which all the functions of the mind are arrested because of complete annihilation of avidya, wherein one directly sees Bhagavan before him. The extreme condensed bliss that arises then is called sandrananda. When a Brahman-realized devotee who has come to the stage of steady trance comes into contact with the eternal form of Krishna, his transcendental pleasure increases millions of times. It is said to be condensed or sandra because the bliss of receiving the direct darshan of the Lord is far more intense than perceiving the Lord in samadhi. Two types of shantaras. There are two ways that a Brahman-realized devotee may achieve the Lord's darshan, indirectly or directly. Two types of shantaras are thus produced, paroksha, indirect, and sakshat, direct. Shukadeva Goswami and Bilva Mangala Thakur rejected the Brahmananda derived from jnana and plunged themselves into the ocean of bhakti rasananda. The same is true of the renowned scholar Sri Sarvabhauma Acharya. When a Shanta Bhakta remembers a past experience of seeing the Lord or aspires to see the form of the Lord before him, and such feelings give rise to ras, it is called paroksha, or indirect shanta ras. When a shanta bhakta beholds the Lord directly before him and experiences ras, it is called sakshatkara. Sakshatkara or shanta ras, indirect shanta ras, paroksha. Rupa Goswami gives two examples of indirect ras, one on page 290. My dear friend, do you think that after I perfect the Eightfold Yoga performance, I should be able to see the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? When some yogis saw the bodily effulgence of Krishna and Balaram, they almost forgot the pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization. In these examples, the devotee does not directly receive darshan, but instead actually receives darshan indirectly through his expectant desire to see the Lord or by his remembrance of a previous darshan, although it's not stated directly in the nectar devotion. The yogis mentioned in the second example were absorbed in remembering the form of the Lord whom they had seen previously at Kurukshetra. Special mercy of Krishna. It was previously mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that by the mercy of the Lord's devotees and the Atmaramas, the Tapasvis can obtain Shanti Rati. When that Shanti Rati combines with the other corresponding elements, they can then experience Shanta Ras and either of the two forms mentioned above. If Krishna is most merciful, even a person who was previously fixed in the impersonal conception can be promoted to the highest realization, Madhurya Ras. Rupa Goswami cites a wonderful example of Bilvamangala Thakur, who wrote in his Krishna Karnamrita, "Let the impersonalist be engaged in the process of transcendental realization by worshipping the impersonal Brahman. Although I was also initiated into that path of Brahman realization, I have now become misled by a naughty boy who is very cunning, who is very much attached to the gopis, and who has made me his maidservant. So I have now forgotten the process of Brahman realization." It may be noted that if Nanda Nandan Sri Krishna is especially merciful towards someone, then even if he was previously fixed in jnana, he will obtain a super excellent quality of rati, which far exceeds that of Shanti Rati. When his jnana samskaras become slackened, he may even become expert in the bliss of Bhakti Ras, as was the case with Shukadev Muni. It is evident from this example mentioned previously, Bilvamangala Thakur becoming Nanda Nandan's maidservant, that by the uncommon mercy of Sri Shamsundar, if even those established in Gyan attain a glimpse of the splendor of his charming lotus feet, they forget all their deficiencies. Then they repent their previous condition and become engaged in bhakti. One receives a different degree of mercy depending on which manifestation of Krishna bestows it. If Vishnu bestows his mercy, one may achieve a certain level of appreciation for the Lord's form in Vaikuntha. Bilvamangala Thakur, however, received mercy from Brajendra Nandan Krishna and was thus able to attain Braja Prem. Prabhupada states on page 291. Bilvamangala Thakur was first spiritually initiated for impersonal realization of the Absolute Truth. But later on, by his association with Krishna and Vrindavan, he became an experienced devotee. Is Shantarati, neutral devotion, a genuine rasa? To experience ras, various stimuli must heighten one's rati. Shanti rati is indifferent and neutral toward external stimulation. Because of this, authorities on drama state that shanti rati cannot be stimulated into genuine ras, Prabhupada writes. According to some authorities, this condition, shanta, cannot be accepted as one of the transcendental humors or rasas. Rupa Goswami disagrees with this. He says Shanta Rati is neutral only toward material stimulation. Therefore, Shanti Rati can be stimulated by the Lord's transcendental form and be heightened to genuine ras. To substantiate that Shanti Rati is the basis of Shanta Ras, he quotes Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 19, verse 36. The state of being established in my personal form is called Shantaras. And without being situated in this position, no one can achieve actual pure devotional service. The state of having the intelligence established in me is called Shama. But without Shanti Rati, fixed intelligence is extremely difficult. Shama as a prerequisite for Shantaras. The extent to which one is inclined towards sense gratification is the extent to which one will be disinclined toward devotional service, bhakti ras. Therefore, shama, indifference and equanimity toward material desires, is a prerequisite for ras. Bhagavan has stated that the quality of having one's intelligence firmly fixed in him is called shama. Prabhupada says in 291, even if one does not accept Shantarati as a transcendental humor, one must still accept it as the beginning position of devotional service. End of quote. When one achieves indifference towards material desires, his mind becomes free to exhibit its original tendency toward Ananda Sarup Brahman, the bliss relished by active devotional service. This indifference is called shama and can lead the devotee to servitude, Dasi Ras, which all authorities accept as genuine Ras. Srila Prabhupada states, however, if one is not further raised to the platform of actual service to the Lord, he is not considered to be on the platform of transcendental mellow. Shama, equanimity, is the basis of Shanti Rati. When Shanti Rati combines with the appropriate Vibhav and other bhavas, it transforms into Shantaras. In order to establish the existence of Shantaras, Sri Rupa Goswami cites a verse from Vishnu Dharmottara, quote, that in which there is no happiness, distress, malice, envy, and which equanimity exists toward all living beings is called Shantaras. This ends discussion on chapter 35. Now we begin next the Western Ocean, Dasiras, the second wave, chapter 36. Transcendental affection, servitude.